WKRP Live with Cedric Miller has a desire to transport their listeners to a world of thought upon issues like Christian values, the appeal of Christianity, contracts with God, tenement stories, and so much more. Cedric Miller will be interviewing up-and-coming gospel artists, pastors and community leaders, and people just like you. We're going to figure out, together, what the heck is really going on in society today. It's an open forum, and call-ins are encouraged, so tune in and become a part of the discussion at the global table, where all points of view are considered.
You're listening to WKRP Live, and hi, I'm the host, Lee Miller. Man, we have a great show for you today. We have the anointed and truly Dr. Bobby Jones with us today. Great man, man of God, and it's such a pleasure to have him. And also on the same show, we have the anointed Brown sisters. But we're going to get straight down to business and welcome the iconic Dr. Bobby Jones. Bobby, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well, and I'm delighted to hear from you as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, man, I am so glad to hear from you as well. First off, I would like to also ask you, man, I heard you had a great cruise on the Tom Joyner cruise. Could you explain to my guests what you all did and how such a great time you had?
Yeah, for the past 7 years, we've been having a morning cruise devotion on the cruise. Mm-hmm. That's a new feature that they added. Of course, you know, the main purpose of it, it says party with a purpose, is to help HBCU schools. But man, we started doing that morning devotion, and people could not believe how many people came. You could have standing room only every morning from 8 to 10 a.m. We didn't have a very conservative presentation. We had a really churchy atmosphere where people would testify and dance and speak in tongue. And I had some of the best singers you can find around. You know, they were excellent ministers. They are within my unit. I usually carry about 10 people from all over the country to go for that. It was very special, Mr. Miller.
Awesome. That is so awesome. Well, we're glad to have you back. And I know you're still, as you would say, recuperating from that dynamic cruise that you guys had. And I hope to partake of it next year when you guys have it. It's around April, right?
You would be surprised, and you would thoroughly enjoy it.
Oh, man, that sounds great. And I know I would. Well, Dr. Jones, I want you to fill my guests in about what you've been doing with the Bobby Jones Gospel Hour and what presentation or what even more projects that you have going on with the people in your travel as well, because I'm sure you know.
Well, I retired from BET last year after 35 years of service to them, and I joined another group of black men who own the only satellite network in America. Reverend Bishop Hilliard from Texas and Bishop Jackson from Detroit, Michigan, they own a new television satellite network called Impact TV.
Impact. Amen.
And I've been producing shows for them for the past 4 years, but I didn't announce it publicly until I retired from BET. So every Saturday and Sunday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., I have Bobby Jones Presents. That's the name of the show. And it features basically new talent.
That's right.
Gospel talent that have not had an opportunity to make television appearances can now appear on that show.
Man, that is totally awesome because, you know, as I've been talking with a lot of up-and-coming artists, they were like, man, it's so hard to get on different things and shows and different, but that is so great. You've opened a door for them to appear on.
Again.
Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. That is so awesome.
And I'm loving it.
That is so great, man. I know God is truly going to, well, already blessing you for that, because like you said, it is, that is a great door, avenue, because, you know, up and coming artists, it seems like they have such a hard time, you know, getting on the different things.
And it's the number one show on the net. It's the most watched show on the network so far.
No, I'm sure it is. We watch it. Yes, sir. It is. Yes, we do.
Well, Mr. Miller, if there are people who are interested in appearing, they can go to our website, Bobby Jones Presents or BobbyJonesGospel.com. And all the information is there as to how they can be a part of this great production.
That is, man, that is so great. Yeah, I want you to announce that again before we leave off the show, before you leave off, so that they will know again that to get in touch, how to get in touch with you by email. And because I think that is a great feature, and that's such a something needed for such a time as this. That's a blessing, man. And we're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to do a song by Bobby Jones. I kind of, as you would say, took a blast from the past. And as we're doing that song, we'll be back with Dr. Bobby Jones on WKRP Live. We are back, and we're here with Dr. Bobby Jones, and I want to thank you all again for listening to WKRP Live. Well, Dr. Jones, man, that's an awesome song.
Man, I tell you, that song has given me so much support over the years that I am just excited to hear it again. Thank you.
I know
for
I
that.
Surprised you. Yeah, I know I surprised you. Did that.
Very much so.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think I mentioned to you that Jesse Jackson used that as his theme 1 year, and that's when he was going through all those problems, you know, and I thought that song was quite appropriate.
It does. It really ministered. It ministered to me, and when I heard it, I'm like, that's it, though. I got to remind it. Yes, sir.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, no problem at all. Thank you, sir. And again, as we were talking about up-and-coming artists, you know, one thing that I hear, Mr. Jones, is like some artists, they get real perturbed, and as well as they say they're like tired, and like they're trying to do the right thing and want to get, how can you say, into the business, the gospel arena business and everything, with making music, producing, however it is. But, you know, their motivation deters when, I guess, when they seem like every door they seem to be going through, it seems to be closed. And how would you tell an individual, a striving artist, up-and-coming artist, I would say, about how to handle such a thing and what to do about that?
Well, you know, God blesses who he wants to when he wants to do it. And sometimes artists get confused because they can't, what they call, get a breakthrough. But everyone is not supposed, can't get a breakthrough like that.
Sure.
You have to be creative enough to go, we say, backstage and work for a while, you know, until
that's
a breakthrough. If you want to, a breakthrough to them means getting on the number one record or getting on the TV shows or getting constant airplay. But those are not the only mediums in which you can use your ministry. So you have to decide on, do you really want to do what you're doing? Because if you do, don't only depend on making a CD or whatever you may call it now. You know, there are many ministries that you can bless by going and presenting your music to them. So don't get so hung up because you're not heard on the radio or seen on television. There are other avenues that you can use in order to service what you are doing for the Lord. But you have to understand that. And without that understanding, what you're doing is useless anyway. You must understand it.
That is correct. That is so true. And that's some food for thought.
Mr. Miller, I hope you and your listeners really understand what I mean by that. Mm-hmm. Everyone cannot get a record deal. Everybody who wants to be on television can't do that. So those people who have not been blessed to do those kind of activities, do something else to promote yourself and the ministry.
Amen.
And that's up to your own creativity.
That's so true.
Okay.
That's true. Everybody heard that.
I just wanted to repeat that, okay?
Because Amen.
Thousands and thousands of good groups and singers around this country, even in one city, you know? So make yourself creative and go out and find other means to get the people exposed to you.
That is so true. I'm reminded again when the Bible said your gift will make room for you.
It will.
Put your line. Yeah, that's true. And also, like you said, everybody's not called to be that number one gospel singer, that person, pastor, preacher, whatever you're going out for. But whatever you do, you know, whatever you do, just do your best at it. And God will bless it. Do you understand?
Whether you're heard by the masses or not, keep doing it. Don't give up.
That is so true. And here's another question for you. What is on Bobby Jones' itinerary for the future? What has God placed in your heart about the next project we will say for Dr. Bobby Jones?
Well, I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing with the Impact Television Network, but I have a movie offer coming up, and I'm excited about that. Yeah, story of my life.
Come on now.
Based around my 35 years and the number of artists that have come forth to be on my show within those 35 years, and just about all of them came through Bobby Jones Gospel. And within this movie, there would be some artists representing themselves, and then there would be some artists that would be acting in it. And I'm excited about that. We haven't set a production date yet, but it will be sometimes this late summer or into the early fall is when we'll start putting all those items together. That's the information I got from the company who's producing this movie.
Awesome. Hey, guys, you heard that. Bobby Jones, you heard it here, WKRP Live. It is in works for bringing out a movie. Awesome. About your life. His biography would be. That is totally awesome. Hey, Bobby, save a part for me. I can do it.
The actor.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Me or my wife. Me or my wife. Yeah.
Does she act as well?
Well, she sings.
If she can, she will.
Yes, sir.
The other thing that I'm doing, Mr. Miller, is every third Sunday in the month in the city of Nashville or surrounding areas, I am honoring people who do outstanding service for their communities. And that's every third Sunday. The Super Choir and I put on this event, and people can come and, you know, get a certificate of appreciation for the work that they're doing.
Isn't that a blessing? Now, that is a blessing.
I love it.
That is so much awesome.
All right.
Man, look how God is just, man, you're on the move. And that is totally awesome.
We're on the way to opening a museum for Black music here in Nashville. It's going to be, of course, international. It will feature all genres of the Black experience, which is jazz, blues, R&B, gospel, all of the kinds of music that Black people have produced in this nation. That museum is going to start working this fall right downtown Nashville. It's going to be right in the center of the country music activities.
Awesome. Wow. Boy, Mr. Ambassador, also, you have been busy. Now, tell me how things going with, let the people know about you're an ambassador.
I'm ambassador to Dominica.
That's right.
Which is an island not far from Martinique and Guadeloupe. It's a French-speaking island. I'm not talking about Dominican Republic now. I'm talking about Dominica, which is a different island, and also the Bahamas. What I do for them is encourage tourists to come to their countries and to help develop economically situations for them.
Awesome. Wow. Look at God. You're all over the place.
Well, that's what that ambassador in front of my name is about. A lot of people think that's because I may be an ambassador for gospel music, which is true, but that I want them to know the real ambassadorship is there in place.
My goodness, that is totally a blessing. But, Dr. Jones, God has just opened so many avenues and doors for you, man. It is truly a blessing and astounding. And you're helping a lot of people. You know, the main thing I look at some people when they're so blessed and different things, they don't want to help. But you're giving back and trying to open doors and trying to establish other people to walk through. That is so awesome.
What I've been doing. That's what I've been doing ever since I started my Christian ministry. And that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Amen. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now that is truly a blessing.
Yes, sir.
Let the church say amen to this. All right.
Okay.
That is good.
All right.
Well, yes, Lord. Right now, we're going to take another break, and we're going to play another song. This was a guest on your show. Yes, sir. But this is a guest. We're going to play another song on your show, Dr. Jones' show. But this time, it's not a blast. Well, it's kind of a blast for the past, but you'll see what I'm talking about. And we'll be right back with my special guest, Dr. Bobby Jones from WKRP Live.
Hayden's Towing and Repair. You call, he will haul. It's a 24/7 service. Hayden is his name, and he is the owner. Office number is 334-727-1215, and his cell number is 334-224-4900. Again, it's 24/7 service, and he is located in Shorter, Alabama.
It was so great having you, Dr. Jones. And is there anything you want to tell my listeners? And don't forget to remind them about your email so they can get in contact if they want to be on your show.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Miller. All of those that would like to watch our show or be a part of the show, you can go to my website. That's BobbyJonesGospel.com. And then it will direct you as to how to get on the Bobby Jones Impact Show, which is called Bobby Jones Presents. We would love to have new talent. That's what the show is designed to do, and we'll take as many as we can. A phone number for that particular show that you can get on is 615-750-3426. Now, I know you may not have a pen at hand, so I'll repeat it one more time because we got to go. It's 615-750-3426. Mr. Miller, did you get that?
I got it, and I'll be letting them know again. And again, Dr. Jones, thank you so much for being on WKRP Live, and I pray that God continues to bless you. And I'll be back in touch with you, and hopefully we're going to have you back on again, man. And I'll talk about that movie thing. And I want to roll in that too. I'm going to leave you alone.
I love it. Okay. Well, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Anytime. All right, you be blessed, my friend. Have a good day.
You too.
Hi, We're back with WKRP Live. That awesome song, that anointed song, he's a friend of mine, belongs to none other than the anointed Brown sisters, who we had the pleasure of having on the show today. And their name is Ms. Krishan. I want to make sure I'm pronouncing that right. And Crystal, her daughter, members of the Brown sisters. How are you ladies doing today?
We are well, thank you. Great.
Well, that is so great. Man, let me tell you something. That as I was listening, that song really ministered to me. He's a friend of mine, and I was listening to it, and I was like, and my wife, she is such a big fan, Elena Miller. She was like, oh, wow, you're going to have the Brown sisters. Yeah. And I'm like, God is
big. Wow. Thank you, Elena.
Yeah. And first off, I was looking over you guys' bio, and you all started a group, Young as Seen, Krishan, and it was you guys are originally from, I want to make sure I'm pronouncing this right. Is it Havana, Alabama, or what?
Havana, Alabama, yes.
Okay. And now you reside in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Right.
And as I was looking over, and I was looking, and you said, and it was stated that you all were praying. There were so many Brown sisters, singers around that God had anointed a man of God to tell you all that you all have an anointing. And so from that, you all been praying, and that's how the anointed Brown sisters name was formed. Am I right?
Right. There were a lot of sets of anointed Brown sisters around the area where we're from. And we just wanted a distinction from the name, but once we started seeking more and more of God, we got filled with the Holy Ghost. And with the Holy Ghost comes a certain level of anointing. And that man of God spoke to us, you should be the anointed Brown sisters. And I know you are the anointed Brown sisters. And I said, well, let's tag that to the front of our name, anointed Brown sisters. And that's where it all came from.
Amen. And my God, you are truly are really anointed. As I sit back and listen to your needs. Matter of fact, you all over in Montgomery, Alabama, I think about a month ago at a women's conference. And my wife heard, she's like, God is just truly using you all, you know? And I'm like, that is such a blessing for such a time as this. Because, you know, there's a lot of things. People are burdened down with so many things that's going on. And when they hear something of God, that anointing to break whatever they're going through, you know, that is truly a blessing. And I just want you all to sit back, and as well as Crystal's your daughter. Let me let people know that don't know that's your daughter, Crystal. And the Brown, you know, you all are such talented individuals, and I just thank God for you all. And I want you all to just relax back and tell the people about whatever different projects and things that you guys have coming up, and just basically your testimony about what God has done for you and things. So you guys have your way.
We are the Anointed Brown Sisters, originally from Havana. Now we live in Tuscaloosa. I started out with my sisters. It was myself and three more of my sisters. And over time, God spoke the vision to me. And I thank God for sisters who love me so much until they walked that vision out with me for as long as God allowed. And now they all serve in ministry in their church so heavy until those sisters don't sing with me anymore, those three that started out with me. And my son is playing drums for me, and my daughter started singing with me when she was very young. We did an overseas tour, and she wasn't able to go. Just because you deal with so much on the road, and I wasn't sure of everything that we were going to deal with being overseas. So she didn't go. But when we came back, she made sure she was ready physically, spiritually, mentally, and everything. And she's been with me ever since. So she's been with me for about the last 13 years. Just being with them, now I have my daughter, Crystal, and I have two more young women singing with us, who are like my sisters as well. And I bless God for their anointing. God is just doing such an awesome thing with us. We have we just did our first live CD and DVD recording in January. It will be coming out in September. My daughter is working on her first single. God gave her a song, and she's going to release her first single this summer entitled Trust Me. So God is just doing a lot of things with the Anointed Brown Sisters, and we just want to be in place so that we can walk out whatever God is sending our way.
That's so amazing. And I want to ask you a question, because I asked Dr. Jones this earlier, and because, you know, so many artists, gospel up-and-coming different people, and by you all being women, you know, there's such a struggle to get in so many doors and avenues of people, and sometimes they get discouraged. And you know, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And sometimes their vision is kind of, it looks bleak. But what would you, like I asked you, what would you say to tell those young ladies or whoever it is that have a vision of wanting to pursue that gospel career as a singer, whatever it might be? The motivation, the things that you had to go through, what the perseverance, could you tell them something that might just help motivate them instead of giving up?
Well, Cedric, that's an awesome question, and I'm glad you asked. One thing that, because I wanted it so bad at one point, until God had to speak to me and let me know that if you do it for my glory, and do it not for the fame, but do it for the exaltation of the people, and do it that I might get the glory, everything else will come. The word says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Fame, money, career, all of that stuff, it'll be added. But first, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We want the glory, but we don't want the story.
Come on now.
And that is so much of the process. And I you know, I make sure I reiterate that to my daughter all the time, because she is such an awesome talent, such an anointed talent, until sometimes she sings and people get caught up in her voice. And they get caught up into, you know, she's such a beautiful little girl, and she's not a little girl, she's a woman now, but she's so beautiful, and her voice is so beautiful. They'll get caught up into that till when the anointing starts to flow, you know, she has them already, and if she just concentrates on what the anointing is doing, what God is doing through the anointing, then all of the other stuff will come. So now when she starts to see the blessings of God being manifested in her life, she knows it's not me. It's nothing great that I've done, but it's all because I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he came to see about me. So now when those things come, you know, she's not confused about what God is doing. So that's what I say to every artist that wants the career, that wants the fame, the notoriety. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I think that's Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things,
amen,
they'll come.
Yes, they will. Amen. Crystal, let me ask you, you know, I heard your mother was saying and everything, and how has your walk with the Brown Sisters, you know, how do you see yourself as being affected, like your mom was saying, about to keep traveling, keep trying and pressing on? Let's hear some thoughts from you.
With this journey, I'm reminded, I was out eating with my fiance and his friend, and his pastor friend said, how can you want the title but not deal with the test? So, that's what I'm reminded of. It's this walk, this ministry, you have to want it. And if you want it, then it'll kind of keep you focused, because through all the bad things and everything that comes with it, you'll be focused on what you want. So it's just like, I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything. But just for those who are trying to keep going, don't give up. Stay prayed up. A prayer life is the best thing that you can have, because if you don't have a prayer life, you're not going to make it far.
You have to have a prayer life, and you
got to learn how to pray. You got to want this thing. You got to pray, and you got to seek God. And if you seek God, then he'll open up his hand, and he'll give you everything that he has for you.
So awesome. So well said. And, you know, as I remember interviewing Jacqueline Carr, and I was and such an anointed young woman of God, and yes, such is a greater anointing upon your life, Crystal. God is really going to, I know that he's going to open up windows of heaven for you, you know, and he's going to pour out great blessings. And like your mom said, but we as people, we have to remember, as we're reminded, to be humble, you know. And because, you know, we can get caught up in that person instead of that anointing that that person is on in life, you know. And I just see him doing great things with the group you all. And, you know, and I thank God for you all just being a living testimony of what, okay, if you persevere and keep joint with the Lord, with Jesus, you know, don't take your mind off him. In life, we all kind of slip off certain things, but as long as you can just step off him, come back, you know. Keep your eye on him, and he will see us through. You know, I like that positivity from you ladies and your music. God is just totally using you to minister to a lot of people. And right about now, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to listen to another song for you guys, A Blast from the Past. And when we come back, we're going to talk to more, get more in depth with the Anointed Brown Sisters. You're listening to WKRP Live. We'll be right back.
He worked it out for me. God worked it out for me. Oh yeah. Time after time, through some money, worked it out for me. He worked it out for me. Yes, he worked it out for me.
Jesus came to destroy all the works of the enemy. He forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. Southview Worship Center, 141 Hainesville Plaza, Hainesville, Alabama, where miracles are taking place.
All right, we're back with WKRP Live with the Anointed Brown Sisters. It's such a great blessing to have them here. And man, I just love what God is doing for this group's life and how they are being a blessing to us. As songs mentor to God's people, you know, especially in time and days like these, when we're people doing a lot of hurting, they're going through so many things, they don't know which way to go, which way to turn, when it's all kind of things coming our way. But when we hear a song to minister, like that song that I just heard, he worked it out. No matter what it is, time after time, give me peace of mind, God will work it out. Krishan.
Yes.
Awesome. My God. Awesome. Awesome. Oh.
Thank you so much. It's God, I tell you.
Yes, it is. Yes, and I like I said before, I love what God is doing with you all, and it's just amazing. And to see that it's such a blessing, the anointing that you all have, like fire, you know.
Thank you so much.
And I'm so blessed to have you all here. And thank you for accepting to come on our show. And, you know, and I really.
Thank you so much for the invite.
Yeah, no problem at all. But before we leave off this show, we have a couple of minutes left. I would like for you to minister to somebody, you know, to just tell you or Crystal, however it is, tell somebody that might be going through something, you know, whatever it might be. You speak words of encouragement, however the Lord leads you. Have your way. This is the show where, you know, where God is, you know, he's the boss. And I thank him so much for blessing me with this avenue for the media to let people hear about the good things of the Lord, you know. And so whatever God has on you guys' mind, whatever you want to say, go ahead and let the Lord have his way.
Well, I know Crystal could speak more from a younger woman perspective, and I would love to give her that opportunity to do so.
Okay,
Crystal, you
want to
go first and do that?
Go ahead.
Sure, I would like to just tell that young lady that it may seem hard. I'm just now coming out of my going through stage, and sometimes it feels like God is not listening. Because sometimes God will put you through a stage of him not talking back.
Mm-hmm.
And even during that time, don't stop praying.
Yeah.
Keep talking to God and keep telling him what you need. And in the midst of you telling him what you need, I learned how to stop telling him about all of my problems all the time, but to start thanking him for what he's getting ready to do. And after, once I realized that I told God, I told you what I wanted. Now, God, I'm going to thank you and I'm going to wait, God, because I know that you're getting ready to make everything happen in my life. God started changing some stuff. So to every young person who is listening out there, I just want to say, hold on. Keep praying. And thank God in the midst. And sometimes, because it's hard when you're going through, thanking God is sometimes the last thing that comes across your mind.
Amen.
So even when you're praying, asking him to do it, thank him for what he's already done and for what he's getting ready to do. And I promise you, if you keep your prayer life strong, you stay in the Word, and you have someone to talk to who is also in the Word, I promise you, I don't care how long it takes, God hears you, and God will come and see about you, and he will make everything better.
Oh, man, that was good. I just want to piggyback off of, I'm just going to piggyback off of what she said. And one thing that stuck out to me was she said, wait on him. And
come
that just
now.
Made me think, wait and not get weary. Galatians 6:9, be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Don't faint. Don't white eye. Don't throw in the towel.
Come on.
Don't give up. God is going to do what his word said he will do.
Come on.
Give him back his word. While you're talking to him, while you're praying to him, when you don't know what to say, remind him of what his word says about you. He said that he cannot send his word out and it return void. Which means if he sent his word out and you give him his word, he got to do what his word says because he's not a man that he should lie.
Amen.
So make sure that when you telling him what you want, he knows the very desires of your heart. And the Bible tells us that the desires of our heart don't necessarily mean things that we just won't, but there are things that we don't even know that we won't. There are things that he know that we need. And we ain't even got sense enough to ask him.
You better
because we're not even sure of the things that we really want. But when we say, God, bless me with the desires of my heart. And God, your word said that I shall be the head and not the tail. Your word says that I can be a lender and not a borrower. Your word says that I can be above and not beneath. Your word says, God, that I am healed by your stripes. When you give him his word, then he's going to come back to you and say, oh, she reminded me of what I said.
I'm going to move on her behalf. His word is what moves him. And then he said he exalts his word above his name. So give him his word and then put at the name of Jesus on the end of it. There is nothing, nothing God won't do. Young, old, man, woman, boy, girl, if he said it, shall he not perform it? Yes. If he said it, shall he not make it good? You can stand on what he said. I'm so grateful for this opportunity, Cedric. Thank you so much for allowing me and my daughter just to minister once again to people that we don't even know, but we connect in the spirit. Thank you so, so very much.
No, to God be glory. I am so blessed in just listening to y'all. We should have some church up in here. You hear me? Jesus. Such an anointing. And I am so, man, I thank you all for, like, again, for being on WKRP Live, and it's such a blessing. And you want to tell how, do you have a website or anything so the fans can, your fans can go to and just see your new things that are coming out?
Currently, our website is down.
Okay,
I'm so sorry, but currently our website is down. But we are on Facebook. You can go on Facebook to the Anointed Brown Sisters, and you can see any upcoming shows that we're on, as well as keep up with our project of when it's coming out. There are several people who constantly videos us and puts us on YouTube. We've never done it ourselves, but we've seen several videos. And you can go to YouTube as well. So we are there, and we're so grateful for, I don't like to call them fans, but I thank God for our friends abroad that keep up with us and continue to encourage us as well. Praise reports encourage us so much, and I'm so thankful for it, and for the people that push my daughter, a young woman in the Lord, for the people that push her and invite her to their church and receive her. It's a blessing to us.
Amen. And hey, again, thank you so much. But I will be in touch with you all. We're going to stay in touch because in your future project, I want to have you guys back. Come back again and talk. You and Crystal, yes, Lord.
Sounds great. And we are so thankful for WKERP. So thank you. So thankful. So thankful just to be on the radio. This is, and we don't count it lightly.
Not at all.
Anytime you get an opportunity to minister to the masses, it's an awesome thing. And Cedric, thank you again so much.
No problem. To God be the glory. And this is C. Miller signing out. And my God, I have had such a great time. And ladies, be blessed and all your endeavors. And this is C. Miller signing out. Until next time on WKRP Live, you know, no matter what the situation might be, trust in God. He is able to do just what he said he can do. God bless.